share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Bundar Kuching MP, Dr. Kelvin Yee, has called out Bintulu MP Tiong King Singh for allegedly dismissing Yee's call for fair treatment on politicians and VVIPs who enter Sarawak from COVID-19 red zones, especially Selangor and Kuala Lumpur. Yee said in a Twitter post, YB Tiong, Bintulu, recently dismissed my call for fair treatment for all, including VVIPs and politicians, to go proper quarantine, claiming that I was merely playing politics and seeking cheap publicity. But Yee explains that politics and publicity has nothing to do with infectious disease control, as it involves the lives of the people. The Bundar Kuching MP then gives an example of why it is important that individuals arriving from red zone areas need to be quarantined, and cited a case that started the matter cluster. Yee said that individuals who enter Sarawak are required to submit documents that show they have tested negative for COVID-19 3 days before flying in, but this does not mean that they will not catch the virus after they do the test. Maybe when the test was done, the virus is still in the incubation period, thus does not show up in the test, he said. This is clearly shown in the matter cluster, where the patient underwent a COVID-19 swab test at a private lab in KL prior to his return and tested negative. Upon his arrival in Cebu, he was given home surveillance order (HSO) and went back to stay at his longhouse at SG Matter. Yee said that the patient then took a COVID-19 test again on the 8th day of quarantine and tested positive even though he was asymptomatic, which later led to 7 other infections, forming the matter cluster. He added that 113 individuals are awaiting results. This is just one example among many where they were tested negative when flying back, but positive after that, Yee said. I reiterate that in Sarawak, we have one of the best advantages in terms of controlling the disease, which is our immigration autonomy, where we can limit those coming in and subject them to quarantine, thus reducing chances of local transmission. However, this advantage will be compromised when we start making too many exemptions even for these VVIPs. While it is our responsibility to serve our constituency, but what's more important is to protect them and not be reckless, especially when the risk of asymptomatic infection is real. As the COVID-19 situation continues to affect thousands of lives every day, we hope that politicians and people in power do the right thing to curb the spread of this virus. Also read, Tiong, Health DG should focus on pandemic prevention instead of holding press conferences. Source, Sarawak Voice. Source, Code Blue. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.